Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Diego!
Oh, look at him.
Hey, what are you doing?
He's a cutie.
Oh, what's he got there? Right there. Oh, he's in my pencil case.
Diego, yes.
No, that's me good Sharpie, you little shit. Sugar, sorry. Diego! Hi. Sorry,
Gene Diego Divas. About to do autographs?
Ben's brought Diego in, the dog, to the studio today. So it's just been in my pencil case and nicked my good Sharpie. Diego! Diego! Hey, boy. Oh, he's so sweet.
He is very sweet.
He's so cute, isn't
There's
he?
A little next to producer Ben's control, mission control. There's a little mat that Ben brings in for Diego to sit on, and Diego very obediently will sit there next to Ben.
Oh, so sweet. Quite camp as a dog, isn't he?
Yeah, well, they say that dogs take on the personalities of their owners.
Hello, and welcome to Health, Eyes, Sex with My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, should you tell a mate that you're just not that good at karaoke? Have you ever done karaoke?
Yes, I think I have. Oh, yes,
yeah.
I did.
Have you?
Yeah. Age 16.
Have you? On holiday?
No. Please. No, this is a friend's party. Friend's 16th birthday party.
What did he sing?
I can't remember. It was probably something very manly.
And how often should you ask a colleague for a post-work pint? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexed your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more luxury tote, you're more Primark coat. And hey, thank you to Gary again.
There's no wrong with Primarni.
No.
There isn't, right? Especially with what's going on at the moment. No wrong with Primarni.
In Ireland, where that company is actually originally from, they call it Primark. Yes. Mm. Did you know?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Fun fact. Should we do the gin and debonair?
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, clink it.
No, well, that was the bottle.
Oh, you've had a good week.
One of my friends, Ella, wrote in. Oh, Ella and Josh, her husband, wrote in to say that really you're that joke. I say wrote in, they text me. That joke that you do once or twice
an episode
makes no sense.
Excuse me, Ella and John.
Josh,
mind your own bloody business.
But if you... And let's not go into too much graphic
no,
details.
Come on, let's dissect the joke. Let's all have a go at Jordan.
Because you go pop, oh, has Mikey been away?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go into graphic detail, but it wouldn't...
Oh, they might be right, actually. No.
Just think about it for a minute. Think about it in your mind.
It could work both ways.
In what way?
Because then it means you've had a good week. It's a bit more hollow, isn't it? So actually, it could work both ways.
Right.
Who are we toasting to?
Let's toast. I'm so excited because it's the first day it's been officially opened. It was opened by Her Majesty the Queen last week. It's going to change my life. I'd like to toast, and I'm sorry, this is very London-centric. I'd like to toast the Elizabeth line.
Right, listen, nobody outside of London gives...
No, but when they come into London, they might use it.
Care about the Elizabethan line.
No, it's not the Elizabethan line.
The Elizabeth line.
Everyone walks around with rocks.
Which they spent billions on, and I agree, is great, but I'm going to get on my high horse here.
Here we go.
Do you know how long it takes up north to get from Liverpool to Manchester on the train? Should take
about an hour.
Yeah, it should take 20 minutes because the bloody infrastructure up there is crap. It used to take me ages to get from Preston to Manchester. So why don't they spend billions up north like they do down here?
Because it's not the economic capital of the country. Maybe. Just a suggestion.
The Elizabeth line.
Elizabeth line. No clinking. So excited.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
It means you can get home in 10 minutes, can't you?
Yep. Air conditioned.
Can you get Wi-Fi on it?
Yes.
Can you?
You can, yeah. In fact, that worked a few weeks ago. And it's lovely that they've named an entire line after Hyacinth's next door neighbour.
I like to think that we're not a London-centric podcast.
Well, we were in that last 3 minutes.
Yeah. I like to think we're not.
But it's very exciting. It's a lovely purple line.
Do we have many listeners in London? Because I like to think that a lot of people in London listen to podcasts, but...
Mm. Yeah, but I like to think that we're a slightly different podcast, and I've been thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
We're not trying to save the world or change the world.
No. And we're not very clever or high intellect, are we?
Definitely not after last week's bonus, no.
Sorry again for everybody that was... I do feel better, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, good. I thought I listened to that.
Marvellous. Yeah. Now, look, Gene Deavers, remember, if you need our help with something...
That's my bit.
But I thought I'd just mix it up.
Okay.
Should we alternate words?
What?
Should we alternate words?
I'll come on tonight and shag Mikey, shall I?
Oh. There's an image I didn't need in my head.
Was that a bit too far?
Just a touch.
I feel awkward now. Sorry, I took that too far. Even Ben's cringing. Go on then.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we'd love it if you'd get in touch. You can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com.
Or you can tweet us or send a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own lettered paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. I feel like there's a bit of an awkward moment in the room now.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Cut the tension with an eye.
No, it's absolutely fine. Good. Can we talk about your coats?
My coat?
Because I think it's a tour ritual that you always have to leave a coat or a jacket wherever we have done our first show. Because if you cast your mind back to our 2020 tour, you left a coat in the Bristol venue and my parents had to go and get it and post it to you.
Still missing one from Brighton, actually.
From Brighton, okay.
Really good one.
And then when we were in Ireland, you also left a jacket or a coat. Luckily, we found that and it was in Ben's suitcase and we had to bring it back for you.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a little Jordan little thing.
I just... yeah.
Like a little trail of breadcrumbs wherever we go.
No, it's not that. It's just called not being able to adult and function.
Oh, bless you.
And that's why I always leave stuff and forget stuff.
And also, you have a lot of shackets. How many shackets or jackets do you think you own?
Oh, so many. I need to have a cull.
A cull?
Yeah, I do. I've got a cupboard full of it, a wardrobe, two wardrobes full of them. And I've got like a, what are they called? A hanger? What are they called?
A rail.
A rail full of them as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any other clothes or do you just wear shackets?
Mainly just shackets.
Because we only ever really see you on the radio or here.
I've got a shacket over there today, actually.
Top half up. So actually, underneath, you could wear nothing.
Ben, please maybe pass me my shacket for this. I'll put it on.
We're going to have a change of shacket.
I'll put my shacket on now. Just love a good shacket. Olive I've got green. A shacket of every colour.
Well, not every colour. Sure, not every colour goes with you.
Do you know what? That's annoying me now.
Put the collar down?
No, I quite like the collar up on this one. That's annoying me now because... Diego, I'm going to sniff. I've left a really good shacket in Brighton, the blue one.
I mean, we were in Brighton ages and ages and ages ago.
It's annoying me that. Really like that one as well.
The other thing I want to talk about, which happened ages ago. Can you remember there was a thing on social media that I sent you? You know the green vegetable Mange 2? No, well, you didn't. You didn't, and I sent it to you because I thought it was very funny. But someone had said that their mother had always pronounced Mange 2, in other words, a glorified sugar snap pea, as Man Get Out. Because if you look at it, it says Man Get Out, not Mange 2. And I thought this was funny, and I sent it to you thinking... Oh, you'll get this. And you clearly didn't get the joke. And you said, what are they?
I've never heard of Mange 2 in my life.
And I said, Mange 2. And then you said to me, which was extraordinary, oh, I don't really do veg. That's genuinely what you said, because I wrote that down. I don't really do veg.
I don't. I'm not a big... I love a salad. I'm not really a veg... I don't mind a tender stem, broccoli. What? But other than that... It's amazing that I still fascinate you all those years later, isn't it?
I don't really do veg.
No. I pop them on a Sunday dinner.
Lunch. Well, and, unless you're having it in the evening.
But even then, it'd just be carrots and... Yeah, there's so much better stuff. Yeah, I do. I love a salad. I have a salad most nights with my tea.
Right.
Yeah. I'm having omelette again tonight, actually.
What? I just this realized. Is what I don't get. You have breakfast food in the evening.
Yeah.
You call your lunch a dinner.
I am going to make you one of my famous three-egg omelettes.
Most omelettes are three eggs.
Are they?
Yes, I generally. Unless you're having a small, petit omelette.
No, make a three-egg omelette. I have it with chorizo and mozzarella.
Nice no, bits. I think you say mozzarella. I don't think you need to say mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Anyway, I don't really do... I don't mind a tender stem or a bit of asparagus, but that's about it, really. What?
Don't worry.
Does asparagus make your wee smell as well?
Oh, don't. I had some friends over for dinner a few weeks ago and I completely obliterated the asparagus.
Did you?
It was... Everything else was delicious, thank God. But the asparagus was incredibly stringy.
Oh, is that
I
why...
I overcooked it.
Oh, is that why when you overcook it?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah, if that, innit?
Mm. Yeah. 5 minutes on a gentle simmer.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Oh, I love a leek.
Really?
Yes. What's yours?
What's mine? I'd probably say... What was yours again?
A leek. I think Diego's just had one.
Did Diego just trump that?
I think there was a little noise from the dog, yes.
I'd probably go for a tender stem. Broccoli.
He's done it again!
Diego!
Thank you.
Sorry, guys. Oh, we need an impression for Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I like? Sorry. I'm coming out both ends here, sorry. That's Diego. Yes, we've got an impression for Diego. Oh,
thank God, a new impression.
Bubble. Oh, sorry, Daddy. Sorry. That's what he calls Ben.
I don't know
what's come over me. Oh, what time are we going for a walk around the park? You said 2 o'clock. Oh, you're such a liar. You're such a little tease. Because he's got a bit of a cockney accent.
No, I know, but your accent is all over the shop.
Oh, I say. I'm so sorry, boys. I don't know what come over me. Oh, I'm trumpety-pumpety today. Oh.
Diego's basically Rylan.
You've made it Rylan.
Diego?
Yes.
Oh, because he's from Hackney.
Right.
Oh, you call this a studio? Oh, it's a bit tacky. It's not very me. I'm just going to sit down here on the mat, pretend I'm not here. Shh.
I can't see him now. No, he's padding around.
He's cute. Anyway.
He's very cute. Okay.
I think that might
like
be
it
the most... Go on.
Do you like it purple sprouting as well?
What?
The broccoli.
What does that mean?
Purple sprouting broccoli.
What's that?
It's like tender stem, but it's purple on the top.
Oh,
it's
I always thought
sprouting.
That mean it'd gone off.
No, that's an entirely different type of broccoli.
I don't mind sprouts. I do like veg, come to think of it. I just don't do them that much.
When you next come round to mine, I'm going to cook you some man get out. Mange tout.
Mange tout. What are they, peas?
They're peas.
I like mushy peas.
Right. Well, these are in the shell.
Do you like beans?
Like runner beans?
No, like baked beans.
Yeah, but that's not really what I'd call a vegetable.
Do you like spaghetti oops?
Yeah, but that is definitely not a vegetable.
It's one of your five a day, though.
It's not.
It says it on the tin.
I don't... You sure?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I feel like this could be the beginning and the end of the podcast if we're talking about our favourite vegetables. Is that all we can do this week?
So when we start doing What's Your Favourite Biscuit, we know we're in real trouble. Yeah. Well, moving on into less exciting topics of conversation. Next week, it is Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
God bless her. God bless her.
I think we should say God save the Queen.
Oh, God save the Queen.
Yeah. And obviously we'll be doing a Jubilee special.
Oh, are we?
Next week. The producer's just sat up. He's just made a note of that. We'll do a Jubilee special.
And how will we do that?
We have to tune in, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we asking for letters about the Queen?
Yeah, or? If you've got any funny anecdotes or stories, obviously, we are inspired by Her Majesty on this podcast every week because we have the gin and de bonnet.
Or any advice you need about meeting the royals or something
Yes, exactly. Send us all of your messages. Are you going to make any of the Jubilee food?
What's that?
Like, do you know the new Platinum Jubilee pudding that they had that competition?
No.
Judged by Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cornwall and Dame Mary Berry?
Oh, no.
Well, they so you know coronation chicken?
Oh, I love a coronation chicken body.
And that was for whose coronation?
The Queen's.
Yes, in 1952. Three. Well done.
Oh, is that... Oh, my grandma used to make great coronation chicken.
Well, they did that new... So coronation chicken was the 1953 thing that they did, and now we've got a new dish that Gemma from Southport, which makes her sound like a listener. They don't have surnames in Southport, but that's how the BBC decided to brand her. Gemma from Southport.
It's a great part of the world, Southport.
Lemon, Swiss roll, and amaretti trifle.
Oh, I love a trifle.
Yes.
What we have at Christmas in our house.
I know you do, but this is a bit sort of more summery.
From M&S.
Right. Well, this is from Gemma from Southport.
Oh, okay.
Do you like a Swiss roll?
Yeah, I've not had one for donkeys yet.
Do you like citrus-based puddings?
The only pudding I'd rather have a starter than a pudding or a dessert. The only pudding I don't like is lemon meringue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love a tiramisu. That's probably my favourite. What?
Tiramisu. Which is made sometimes with Tia Maria.
Yeah, I love a chocolate brownie.
Okay.
I love...
Is it a pudding?
I love... Anyway.
Okay. Well, maybe I should make for you next week for our Platinum Jubilee special. I'll make a lemon Swiss roll and amaretti trifle.
I'll make some sandwiches. Oh, did you remember when you were younger, did you ever go to a street party?
No, because we didn't live on a street.
I did in 2002. We had a big street party.
Which was for which Jubilee?
Silver.
No. You were not alive in 1977.
Oh, what was it?
The Golden Jubilee.
Oh, I remember getting a silver coin for school. We all got a silver coin to keep.
Oh, okay.
I wonder where that is now. It'll be worth a fortune.
From the Royal Mint.
No, it was just like we had our school logo on and the Queen.
I don't think that will be worth a fortune then.
Mm.
Not from your school.
Maybe.
But no, for the Golden Jubilee, you went to a street party.
Yeah.
And what sort of fun and games did you do?
I remember there was a mass street party, all the adults having drinks, we had bunting open, we had a bouncy castle, and there was like a big table out on the street.
Yes.
And everyone was like bringing sandwiches and stuff. It was great. Really hot day as well. I remember it being really hot.
Well, that's generally why we do them in the summer.
And England were playing in the World Cup as well, I think, just before.
It was a seminal year.
And I remember And I think there was the Cheeky Girls everyone was playing or something. We are the Cheeky...
No, I don't think that was official.
2002, weren't it? I was 12. Yeah. God, I'm old.
Gosh, you were 12. Were you? Were you? Yes.
Yeah, I was.
Yes, I was 12.
I was in first, maybe year 8, year 7, year 8.
Yeah. Okay, and what are your Platinum Jubilee... Oh, please don't tell me you're part of that concert. No, not that there's anything wrong with the concert. I'm just saying that that's the last thing I need after this year, is you hosting it on the stage. Hello!
Well, I might be introducing Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow.
I'm joking. No, they haven't asked me.
I don't think he's actually involved.
Is he not?
They've announced the lineup today, actually.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Diana Ross. I mean, I love Diana Ross, don't get me wrong. But I'm not quite sure. No, he's not involved.
Shawn Mendes on.
Shawn Mendes is not involved.
No.
Well, not in this bit. Elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Queen, obviously. It's her party. Adam Lambert. She's doing a duet with him. Jax Jones.
Jax Jones, yeah.
Yes.
That's weird having Jax Jones. Not that there's nothing wrong with Jax Jones, but going from...
Mabel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Call me up.
Yes, the Earl of Wessex is a big fan. Craig and David are doing it.
No, Craig David.
Right. Mimi Webb.
Oh, okay. So there's some quite new acts out there.
Sir Elton John.
Yes. He's pre-recorded, though, because he's on tour.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, why do...
I love Sir Elton.
Diversity.
Diversity?
Yes.
From Britain's Got Talent, mm-hmm. Who beat Susan Boyle.
Yes, they did. Sam Ryder.
Off of...
Yes, I suspect that was a more recent booking. Sir Rod Stewart.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Alicia Keys.
Empire State of Mind.
Celeste.
Oh, okay.
Hans Zimmer.
Isn't he off of the films?
Yes. And Sigala and Ella Eyre.
Oh, okay.
Sister of Jane. It's one for the English students.
I feel sorry for the Queen because we love watching that and it is great, but she couldn't care less.
She couldn't care less.
About the pop thing. She got to sit there all day.
Which I suspect she may not turn up.
Oh, really?
Well, if you remember back to her Diamond Jubilee concert, she came for the last part of it and sat there with earplugs.
Did she?
She did.
Bless her.
I know. She's, you know, because she didn't need to see Grace Jones hula hooping. Can you remember that? Grace Jones. She did. Look it up. She stood outside and just did that. It's very weird.
Yeah.
So I suspect she might be on a Zoom screen.
Do you think?
I suspect that might happen. No, I don't know. Do they call it on the day?
She don't have to be there for us to celebrate it. Is she okay?
Well, look, she's if we're still upwardly mobile like she is at 96, I'll be delighted. Pleasure. She's doing very well.
Go on then, let's do your wacky word of the week before we go to the questions.
Here's the jingle. And my word of the week this week is Agastopia. Agastopia.
Agastopia.
And we'll tell you the definition after the break.
Hello, Dave Berry here. I want to tell you all about my brand new podcast, Doctor Next Door, that I've made with one of the country's leading heart surgeons and my real-life neighbour, Dr. Neil Srinivasan. We'll be discussing medical myths, some of the burning questions that keep me up at night, and give you the chance to put your questions to the doctor. Join me every week for Dave Berry's Doctor Next Door on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Gene Devers, thanks very much for sticking with us. It's William's wacky word of the week. Do it.
Wacky!
And the word is Agastovia.
No. That's a country that competes in Eurovision. It's Agastopia.
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 Does it mean a world where it's a dystopia? I don't know.
No. It's if you have a fascination or love for a particular part of the human body.
Oh.
So if you're particularly into, like, knees or the nose or ears or whatever, you have an agastopic fascination with ears, nose.
Oh, a bit of a boober myself. Yeah, I'm an agastopic. There you go.
There we go.
There you are.
That's one way to raise it up.
Okay. Wow. Should we go to the listeners' questions?
Well, before we do that, let's just talk about our tour T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, good idea, actually. As we revealed a couple of weeks ago, I have organised William to have his own stag do T-shirts, and it's got our tour logo on the front and a nickname on the back. William's is Big Willie, for obvious reasons. Mine is Kinky, for reason. I don't know why you put that on. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you want your own, head to sexandmyboss.com/ladsontour to secure your T-shirt, especially if you're going to come and see us live. If you come down to our shows in Birmingham, Salford and Edinburgh, make sure you get yours ordered this week to guarantee delivery in time for the show. It would also make a good gift for someone. Say yes. They couldn't make it.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Or you want to get somebody a birthday present, get them a Lads on Tour T-shirt.
Yeah. Lovely idea, Jordan. Well done.
Thank you. OK, let's go to the listeners' questions, please.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Did Jordan, William and PB, now what's wrong with that?
My name's first.
Thank you.
William
and also,
Jordan.
Two things.
It's William, Jordan and no PB.
Correct. NB, they then start with, confusingly, which means notar bene. Please note. Note well.
Oh, please note.
Yeah.
NB.
Apologies for the crassness of my email address, but I require this to be kept anonymous. Now, I can't see your email address because Ben has done his usual stripping.
We did make a promise last week that if anything is sent in anonymously, Ben doesn't show us the email address, and that's perfectly fine. We don't reveal our sources.
Oh, but I just read the first sentence of this. I love it already. I'm a member of staff at a restaurant in central Manchester, and an incident has recently occurred which requires your advice. Mm-hmm. One fine Friday evening, a colleague of mine approached a table of two with the aim of taking their order. As she arrived at the table, she happened to drop her pen on the floor. She promptly crouched down to pick it up, but as she did so, she noticed to her horror that the woman had her hand down her partner's trousers and was...
Go on.
Had an agastopic fascination with a particular part of his body. I've slightly changed the words. Yes, she was doing that.
In a restaurant.
She took the order as professionally as she could, but then, as she was picking up the menus, the woman, still with her hand down her partner's trousers, had the audacity to ask if she could wipe down the table. She obliged and then promptly came to the bar to tell me what had occurred. All the staff had a good giggle at this incident, but it got considerably worse when the same waitress approached her table later on in the night to find that the male customer now had his hand up his partner's skirt and was strumming her off.
What
Anonymous
has put. All goes on. That's so out of order in a restaurant.
My question is, what should be done in this situation? The restaurant is quite well known and all the staff are very highly trained in hospitality service, but I can honestly say that throughout my training I have never received instruction regarding what to do when two customers begin to engage in foreplay, I think that's more than foreplay, in the middle of a restaurant. Kind regards, Anonymous.
Well, my advice would be to the couple, if you're that horny...
Don't go to the restaurant.
No, just go to the disabled toilet like everybody else.
No,
Put it in there.
On behalf of all handicapable listeners that listen to this podcast, I don't think you should monopolise the...
Well, it's just because the disabled toilet's usually a bigger one, isn't it?
Well, usually.
And, yeah, so just go there and do it. Don't do it in the middle
or
of the...
don't go out and stay at home and have a nice time.
Yeah.
That's what food takeaway apps are for.
Yeah.
I'm told.
What's the advice? What,
I'm led to believe.
Led to believe. You're on a bugger off. You're on a pig in night, you. Everyone listening to this thinks he slaves over the cooker for Mikey every night. Pig in takeaway. You never stop. I have a takeaway once a fortnight. Nah, about once a week, actually.
Exactly. Well, that's what we have.
I reckon you're at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, good God, we're not that bad.
Oh, good God, yes, you are. When Mikey's away... You're always on the apps.
Usually doing it on the company.
Yes, and thank you, Ben. Just been brought to my attention. William has been ordering takeaways, right? For the past... Since our last tour on the company.
It happened twice.
On the company, because when we go on tour, we get a takeaway before we go on
and
we put it through the company.
Account because I have the plus membership.
I'm trying to save up for a piggy mortgage and you're ordering pissing takeaways every other night.
It was by accident. It went on the wrong card.
Putting it through our company.
I deducted it.
I hope you choke next time. I think I'm meta money.
Not by the look of that shacket.
Anyway.
In regards to Anonymous's letter...
If you're a waitress, what do you do? I think you go and see your manager and your manager asks them to leave.
Seriously. Yeah, the manager's got to deal with it. This is way above most people's pay grade.
Don't be putting up with that.
No.
No. Oh, it all goes on, doesn't it?
I just actually don't know. I don't think I have a logical answer as to what I would do. Could I just ask you to stop, please, sir, maybe?
Yeah. Why would you do it unless... Maybe they were voyeurs. Is that the right word?
Voyagers? No, I think voyeurs. I think that's where you just look at something.
Oh, maybe they're like... What's it where they're like people watching them? No, what's it where you like doing it outside?
Dogging?
No. What is it?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Answers on that. We'll do that in the bonus.
What is it, you know when you're into, like, outside...
Exhibitionists.
That's the one. That's the one. Maybe they were expeditionists. What?
Not expeditionists. Oh, that's like people that climb mountains.
Star Trek.
Like Bear Grylls.
Oh, is that? I thought that was the same thing.
No.
Oh.
No, Bear Grylls is not an exhibitionist.
There's an expeditionist?
No.
I didn't know this.
No.
What?
Exhibitionist
is, yeah, Bear Grylls.
Yes.
Right.
And No. That's
right,
not what I meant.
So what's Bear Grylls?
He's an expeditionist.
What the fuck? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a P in the middle of it.
Expeditionist.
Yes.
An expeditionist. I'm right. Let's move on. Either way, don't be...
Jordan's not replacing Anne Robinson anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
I'm actually... Yeah.
What? Nothing. Oh, don't say you've been asked.
The countdown? Are you joking?
It's serious money.
What? Me?
That clock would have to go bloody slowly.
I know. Be good for all the fellow dyslexics out there, though, wouldn't it? Jordan, what have you got? Two letters. Two. No. T-O. Two. I just don't get that show.
I can't. No, I wouldn't be. I'd be terrible at countdown.
Anyway.
Dear William Jordan and PB, I have been a live-in gardener for the past 3 years, working on a rather incredible man. Oh, I've completely started again.
Are you all right?
Dear William Jordan and PB, I have been a live-in gardener for the past 3 years, working for a rather incredible man. Incredible in the way that he is in his late 70s, he manages to find a different woman for every week of the year, with most of them being at least half his age, all the while maintaining a long-term relationship at home. My predicament is this. Last year, because it gets a little confusing here, his girlfriend's son's ex-girlfriend...
His girlfriend's son...
Yes, so he has a girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Who has a son.
Yeah.
And the son's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
She was a Russian girl of 28, came to stay with us in the UK to complete part of a course she was studying. It had been arranged prior to the breakup, and the mother felt sympathy as her son had been an arse. Fast forward a couple of weeks, and I had been out with my partner for the weekend, coming home around noon on God's day of rest, feeling relaxed and ready for the week ahead. Having taken a few bags out of the car, I
that feeling on a Sunday where you're like... You just know you're chilled, you're not doing out all day.
Do you get on a Saturday and a Friday as well?
No, because Friday, Saturday, I'm always busy, aren't I? But Sunday, you know, like where it's like, oh, it's just a chilled day today.
Yeah, nice. Having taken a few bags out of the car, I then opened the back gate to be presented by my boss with said family friend, both naked from the waist down and really going at it like the dog he is, right there on the lawn.
God, this is... What is going on today? Right, so who's going at it? I can't... The girlfriend's ex.
I have a feeling it's the girlfriend's son's ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
Right, so who's going at it? The son?
The 70-year-old man with the 28-year-old Russian girl.
Wow. Jesus.
I couldn't quite believe what was happening. He looked up, met my eyes, and just carried on. Horrified and not knowing where to look, I hurried past while cupping my eyes like one of the Queen's cavalry horses and rushed down to my cabin. Niche reference, like it. This was all sort of brushed under the carpet and I was sworn to secrecy. However, I am now about to leave my job and I'm feeling rather conflicted as to whether to confess to his girlfriend what I saw. I expect she has suspicions of the other woman, but to me this incident is on a whole other level. She's a nice lady and I've always got on quite well with her. So my question is, what on earth do I do with this information that I really wish I didn't have? Many thanks, and I look forward to hearing your take on this. I really enjoy listening to your show. It keeps me entertained on my long, lonesome days in the garden. Kind regards, P.
P. Oh.
I think you say nothing.
I agree. I know it's bad, but I agree. Because you're probably going to call... Like, she probably knows, and she might resent you for it, P, if you tell.
Yeah, and you don't know the ins and outs of their relationship, if they have an agreement or an arrangement.
It's best not to get involved.
It's just, and also when you leave, it's not your problem anymore. I know it's unfortunate that you had to see it and witness it, and I appreciate that you're having this moral conflict, but you just put it out of your mind.
Hmm.
Put it out of your mind, forget it.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I agree. And she might be annoyed with you that you didn't tell her earlier as well. She's like, why are you only telling me now?
It could backfire. Another anonymous.
Oh.
Gosh, this anonymous.
I think it's because last week we said you can write in anonymously and we won't reveal our sources.
It's better if you put a name. Oh, my God. Dear William Jordan and the one that doesn't speak, I have arranged to have a threesome.
Oh, okay.
It's with a couple I met last year, but before any fun times could take place, I got into a relationship. I can see where this is going. So, quite understandably, felt it would not be fair to partake in any ménage à trois-style activities. However, ménage à trois, that's that vegetable you haven't tried. However, I am now single, and the opportunity has arisen that I will be attending a friend's party that is close to where they live. They live about 4 hours away from me, just for reference.
Oh, that's a long way for a threesome.
The day after the party, we have made arrangements to meet up, which I'm rather excited about. The question of technicality lies in this. They have booked and paid for a room for me to stay in nearby. I said that this was not necessary and that I was happy to pay. Their argument was for that, because I would have paid for the cost of the travel there, via the party, it was only fair for them to cover accommodation. On one hand, I do get this logic, but on the other, does this make it a bit of a pretty woman-style situation? What are your thoughts on this, please? Is this a reasonable suggestion, or does it make me the hired entertainment, so to speak? Many thanks in advance for your words of wisdom.
Oh, no, God, no. If they're offering to pay for the hotel, I think that's only fair if you're travelling.
Yeah, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What's a horse got to do with a threesome?
I don't know.
Why don't you maybe, like, get a couple of presents? Why don't you bring the lube, say?
Or some chocolates?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or, you know, something like that.
Send them a nice bouquet of flowers afterwards.
But yeah, if they're offering to... It sounds like you've landed on your feet here. If they're offering to pay for a hotel... What? I think it's best of both worlds.
But I'm confused because Anonymous... This Anonymous correspondent...
So many questions.
...is saying that arranged to have the threesome, then you got into a relationship. Oh, however, I am now single. Did I read that bit out?
Yeah.
I have absolutely no recollection.
You need to slow down on that.
I'll have some water in a minute.
I know a few... Okay. Two people that have had a threesome, and one of them said it was a bit overrated. Sorry,
really?
I don't mean to pit on your parade.
Well, they might be into that.
Well, either or. But yeah, if they're paying for the hotel room, and that's
is
great.
Is it a nice hotel, though? It's actually the issue that they pay for a really scummy hotel, and you'd actually like to be in a nicer
Well, then you can go and get your own. But don't be too proud, because that also stops the awkwardness, because afterwards you can leave and go to your hotel, or if you're doing it at the hotel, they can leave and go to the house. Oh, imagine that. But say you have a threesome with someone. Next day, you sit down and have breakfast with them. I wouldn't know where to look.
Sausage, anyone?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be very awkward. Well, it all goes on, doesn't it?
Each to their own, but yeah, crack on.
This one is from Jenny. Finally, a name. Dear William Jordan, brackets and PB. I'll accept. I've been meaning to write in with my issue for some time. Jordan's rousing rendition of the Northern anthem, Buy a Bike, spoke to me and encouraged me to finally do it. Jordan took me back to my childhood in Bamber Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like in Bamber Bridge?
Just outside of Preston. Just outside of Penwitham.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's all right, okay. Yeah. KFC in there, isn't it?
Oh, right, it's a shithole.
Excuse me? It's all right, it's Brig.
Brig. Is that what the locals call it?
I think so, yeah.
As Jordan says, it was a common sound of the 90s in Lancashire. I left home in 1996 and still sing Buy a Bike to myself every time I'm travelling home on the M6 and past the Charnock Richard services.
Buy a bike. Buy a bike. Get down
to Charnock Richard Cycles. You see, it's in my head too. Anyway, onto my quandary. Oh, that wasn't it. My surname contains a rude word. Brackets. Cock, which in itself is quite a common part of British surnames. The prefix to my cock makes the name rare. There are only three of us in the country. As it is highly unlikely my parents, who are in their 70s, would listen to this podcast, brackets dear God, I hope not, it would be very easy...
What's wrong with listening to this podcast? None taken.
Very easy to identify me. So I'd appreciate it if you don't mention my full surname.
What is it? Can I see it?
I'll show it to you afterwards. They have put it in brackets. Ben has anonymised this, but they have then put it in brackets under this, I should just point out. As I've got older, I often feel quite embarrassed when situations require me to give my name, especially as it usually requires spelling it out. How should I approach these situations? I don't mind if people find my name funny, but I don't want to make them feel awkward, as they often seem to when repeating it back or confirming it. I also don't like it when people try to do a Hyacinth Bouquet and pronounce it differently, maybe to make it more palatable.
Let me have a look. He's doing me at him. What is the name? Oh, wow, yeah. Jesus. Bloody hell. Is that real?
Yeah. Gosh.
My advice, Jenny, I'd get married as soon as possible.
Or deed poll.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she might be married, and that could be the... Oh, no. Anyway, right. Go on. Jesus, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
It's a bit rude. Yeah, it's very rude.
Jesus.
Wow. thank God her first name's not Fanny. I've gone so far as to give a fake name on one occasion.
Don't bloody blame you.
I'm so sorry, Jenny. I somehow ended up visiting some gardens on a clothes optional day. Who knew that was a thing? I opted to remain fully clothed. But as my surname described many of what I saw that day, I felt I couldn't write it in the guest book.
Can we not just read out the surname?
No, we can't. She's asked us specifically. On behalf of all the various cocks, I would very much appreciate William's advice on the best etiquette for such situations, as well as what Jordan would suggest I do as a proud Lancashire nurse.
Get married.
Yours sincerely, Jenny.
Oh, God. I think, to be honest, Jenny, you're more sensitive to it than others. No, yep. That is quite a... Is that a surname?
Can we euphemistically describe to listeners, come up with maybe an alternative?
It's a very unusual surname.
It is.
What's your advice? Come on.
I think you just say it normally. Let's say your last name was...
Stiffy Hardon.
Stiffy Hardon. Okay. A double barrel. She was a Stiffy, he was a Hardon. Suddenly they're hyphenated. If, for example, you've got that sort of name, you just, you know, when you're giving your name, you just...
Hi, I'm William Stiffy Hardon.
Hi, I'm William Stiffy Hardon.
And how do you spell that?
That's STIFF.
Yep. Why?
Oh, I was going to go for E.
No, it's... Okay. Stiffy.
STIFFY.
Yep.
Hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
HARD.
How do you spell hyphen?
No, just the dash.
Okay.
Yeah. HARDON.
O-N. Stiffy Hardon.
Stiffy Hardon.
If you'd like to come this way, please, Mr. Stiffy Hardon.
I'm sorry.
is there a Mr. Stiffy Hardon or a Mrs. Stiffy Hardon joining you today?
There's a Mix Stiffy Hardon.
Mix Stiffy Hardon?
No, Mix MX.
What's that?
It's the gender neutral pronoun.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very woke these days.
Thank you.
You are.
So Jenny's also asking if they then repeat it back in a sort of a, they may be trying in a different way,
mm-hmm.
like bucket bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it with Stiffy Hardon.
Okay.
So I'm booking a reservation at a restaurant.
You must be Mr. Stiffy Hardon. Stiffy Hardon? Are you Stiffy Hardon?
There was only one O. It's Stiffy Hardon.
Oh, sorry, Stiffy Hardon. Yep. You are. It's Stiffy Hardon.
Have you taken that down correctly?
I have, yeah. So it's not Stiffy Hardon.
No.
It's Stiffy.
Stiffy Hardon.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm 32 years old.
What time is the reservation for?
7:30.
Is it okay if I come early?
Yeah. It certainly is, Mr. Stiffy. Stiffy Hardon.
Stiffy Hardon.
Stiffy
Thank
Hardon.
You.
So own it. Be proud of it.
Yeah. I just.
Yeah. Own it.
Yeah. And if they do sort of giggle, just greet them with a silence.
Mm.
Just be silent.
So if I rise above it. Reception. Mm. Oh, you must be Mr. Stiffy Hardon.
Correct. Jenny, I do agree with Jordan's suggestion. Find yourself a partner. It could be a boy, could be a girl, could be whoever. Just change your name.
Yeah.
Get married, change your name.
Is that bad?
It's not terrible. I mean, it is pretty bad. But it's, if I'm being honest, it's pretty bad in the context of this podcast.
If Mikey had that surname, would you go out with him?
We'd probably be looking at changing names.
What's Mikey's middle name?
Thomas Hartley.
Oh.
He's got two. Hmm.
What's yours, James? No.
That's my brother's name.
Yeah, what's yours? William Richard Henry Hansen.
Correct.
What's mine?
Levi.
What's Ben's?
Oh, I know this. B-A, it's A.
The fact he's called Benedict as well is a really cool name.
Is it Annabelle? It is A, isn't it?
I've got two.
Isn't that
B-A, J, C?
What is it?
Oh, and I saw it on your passport.
What is it? James. Chris.
No, A and J.
What is it?
Arthur Jack.
Arthur Jack.
Arthur Jack. Anyway, remember, you can send your noses...
How much have you had?
Remember, Gene Divas, you can send your nervous narratives to help@sexofmyboss.com. No?
Yes.
Why is it not written down? Oh, it is.
It is. It's a funny printer.
help@sexofmyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexofmyboss. And you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sexofmyboss.com.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.